Good morning. It's 8464CA. Murray in the Breakfast Show. We do a thanks to Fair Dinkum Sheds Cairns. Well, look, I'm keen to talk to a Fair Dinkum local this morning. And of course, after COVID-19, you know, we've had some really tough things happening for the music industry. And I tell you what, the music industry is a tough game at the best of times. But she's been doing some stuff on the grass, you know, the grassroots level here locally recently, which has had a bit of press as well. Good morning to Leanne Tennant. How are you this morning?
I'm really well, thank you.
Now, look, you've been a busy girl. You know, I thought, oh, it's important you're coming to have a chat to 4CA, but you've already chatted to the BBC this morning as well.
I did. I did have a little chat with the folks over there, so that was very nice. A good way to start the day.
Now, look, you're certainly a local. You know, we know that you've been around forever, as we remember. But, of course, the thing that managed to get you across the line with the BBC is the fact that you were actually born and spent just a very few short years before travelling to Australia in England. And it managed to get you on board with the BBC, particularly in Liverpool. And, of course, the birthplace of Merseyside. And that's a really interesting place to be, I guess, reaching an audience in so many ways.
It is, and it's really great too, because that's my entire family lives in the UK, spread out all over, but sure. My dad's side is from Ellesmere Port, so the Liverpool, Chester, kind of Manchester triangle area, and then my mum's from Birmingham. So to have radio playing my music over there, where I've just kind of grown up around British parents, and my whole family still residing over there. It's just the best feeling. It's really nice.
And that's really good to get that attention. And I guess, you know, virtually you can do these type of things despite an early start this morning to be on the BBC. At least you're able to, in this day and age, to have those type of connections and have that ability, because, as I said at the beginning, you know, for so many recording artists, it's become so tough. You know, the way that you used to have record companies that would support you with vinyl back in the good old days. You'd be too young to remember vinyl. But, you know, doing it the way that you do it, it's a pretty tough gig these days, because the technology has changed in so many ways.
It is a tough gig, but I will pull you up there on the vinyl. I do. My last record, which I released last year, is printed on vinyl.
Is that right?
Yeah, bright green vinyl. It's beautiful. The only method I have of playing music in my house is a record player. So,
is that right?
Yeah. I love my vinyls. And I used to collect them years and years ago when I lived in Brisbane. And when I relocated to Cairns, I sold a lot of them, because I had to travel in what I could fit in a car. So I'm starting to build that collection back up again. But yeah, it's a funny time. I find it's difficult with COVID being a musician, because musicians make their money from touring. Yep. Nobody buys music anymore.
No.
And an album will cost between sometimes $8,000 and $30,000, depending on what sort of music you're doing. And then someone presses play on Spotify and you get 0.00005, something like that. So you don't make your money back.
Sure.
But when you get on the road and you play those shows and you sell tickets to shows and people buy tickets to see you and they come and buy your vinyl that you've paid to print, or CDs, I still print CDs, that's where you make your money back. And that money goes straight back into making more music. So during COVID, it's hard, because we can't generate the income that we're used to. But the positive thing about the way that the industry is moving in the way that it is streaming and digital technology is, for example, this morning at 5 a.m. I could talk to the BBC on my computer, which is great, you know, with minimal disruption with the connection like it used to be on the phone. You can put out music really easily without having to hire lots and lots of people for lots and lots of money. So it is a more affordable way to release music if you are savvy in the production world, which I'm not too great at. So I leave that to the pros and I pay them to do it.
But, you know, you sound like you love it at the end of the day, and it's amazing checking out your video that was taken here at the skating rink for your well, maybe not your latest single, because it's been a couple of months now, Hold You. So you've done remarkably well, and it's good to see that collaboration with some of the other people that can help you out. And, of course, some of those local people that went along in the hope, including my other half, that she might star, she reckons she got the back. You got her back for about 2 seconds. She didn't care. She got to go skating.
Oh, it was such a great vibe. I think I put out a call out on Facebook and said, look, who wants to be a part of this thing and bring your skates? And I think we had about 20 to 30 people show up. And the Cairns Skate Rink, bless them, they didn't charge us for the venue. They loaned us 20 pairs of skates. They were so, so kind. And as I walked around the room, all I could hear was laughter and different stories from people reminiscing about their skating days as children. And it was just a really, really lovely experience. And there was a lot of laughter, a lot of people falling over. Everyone was pretty tired by the end, but it was heaps of fun.
I remember Some Girls by Racy. That was the speed skating song, and you get your girlfriend, but I'm talking about a long, long time ago, Leanne.
I used to speed skate when I was growing. I loved roller skating.
And look, something else I'm keen to talk to you about, because I know you've got a couple of young ones, and that makes it really difficult to juggle your music career with family and things like that. Having a baby, did it change your voice? Because I remember speaking to artists in the past, and after having a baby, obviously women we're talking about, their voice became richer and they said a lot better. Have you noticed changes since bearing children?
I have noticed my voice is lower. It's a lower register than it used to be. That is probably the main tone-wise thing that I've noticed change. But I've also noticed a change in my working habits, I think. I've always been a hard worker, but with having two kids and a day job as well and a husband, you've got to split your time wisely, and the small amounts of time I do have to concentrate and focus on my music, which might only be a few minutes here and there, I just work really, really hard. So I think that's been a big change, is just better use of time when I have it.
Yeah, sure. Well, look, as we wrap up this morning, what's on the horizon? Obviously, things are starting to open up a bit more and more opportunities, especially for those live gigs and things like that. When can somebody come and check you out around town? What's the latest?
Well, I don't have anything lined up in Cairns. I don't have any shows lined up at the moment. I'm just waiting to see whether restrictions remain.
Yeah, sure. Need that certainty.
Exactly. But I do have new music coming out. So over the next couple of months, if people just kind of keep an eye out on my social media, they'll see a few little bits coming out over the next few months.
Well, look, congratulations on the hard work, and thank you for coming in despite the fact that you've had international radio interviews this morning to still give us a bit of your time, and all the best, and really nice to talk to a local who's doing amazing things, Leanne Tennant.
Thanks so much for having me. Thank you. Crawl into night again. We fight again till it's light again. We see start to drown.
It's a great sound, isn't it? And actually, I'll put a link to the whole song on our webpage a little bit later on this morning. So go to our webpage at www.4ca.com.au. You can rehear my chat there with Leanne Tennant and check out the video. And maybe there's a local that you'll spot on the YouTube video as well. Hold Ya, that's one of her more recent songs. And as always, there's some more stuff just around the corner as well. Coming up in just a sec, we're going to continue rolling out more of those favourite